USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Mike Pence breaking with the former President Donald Trump, speaking in Lake Buena Vista, Florida yesterday. Pence said Trump was wrong to publicly criticize him for not trying to overturn the election results.
I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
The Republican National Committee formally censuring two GOP House members, Wyoming's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, targeted for their membership on the House committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. They also voted to impeach now former President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.